have a special guest checking in with us this afternoon here on 3WC. For many years, considered one of the all-time great bass singers. He's won the Singing News Fan Award, about six times. Sang for many years with the Inspirations and currently with the Old Time Preachers Quartet. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Mike Holcomb. Good afternoon, sir.
The opportunity to talk with you.
And you are coming to town this weekend, as a matter of fact, on Father's Day. You will be at White Plains Baptist Church that evening for a concert with a group that you're now with, the Old Time Preachers Quartet.
That is correct. Now, we are looking forward to returning to White Plains Baptist Church. Brother Ken Bird and all the folks there have been so nice to us, and they've proven to be our friend, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity to return. And I trust that what we do and say will be a blessing to folks and encourage them to keep on keeping on for the Lord.
Mike, am I right in saying that you sang with the Inspirations for about 40 years? Is that right?
41 years and 1 month.
Wow.
To be exact.
How did you get into singing? Was that something you were born wanting to do, or is it just something that the Lord put in place at the right time?
Well, I grew up singing. As far as I that concerned, I come from a singing family and came from a singing church, period. And I started singing my first quartet when I was 15. And it just developed from there. I had a group of my own, and we were traveling. I was 18 years old, just graduated high school. I was in tech school, and we had the opportunity to sing with the Inspirations on Labor Day weekend, September 1972. And I found out on the way over there to that concert in Cumming, Georgia, that their bass singer at that time, Marlon Schubert, had just left a week or so before. And it was just as if the Lord said to me, "That's your job."
Wow.
Well, I didn't think a whole lot about it because I'd never had anything quite like that before. But when I got there and we sang, and we were the first group on, of course, we were just local part-timers, and we just kind of warmed up the stage for other people to come on. And I noticed that several people in the Kingsmen, the Inspirations, Bob Wills and Inspirationals, Claude Hopper and the Hoppers, several of them were standing back there when I was singing. They were listening. And that was flattering to me that they would listen. But then every one of them that day came to speak to me or sent messages via somebody else that they wanted to talk to with me. And I wound up that day having four job offers.
Wow! So
I wound up, the Inspirations actually were my favorite group. I had everything that they'd ever made, all the records that they had done so far. When they asked me to come practice with them, that was on a Monday. They asked me to come practice with them on Wednesday night. And when I got there, we sang for about 30 minutes, and Martin Cook looked at the boys and said, "Boys, I believe he knows our songs better than we do. I think we just might as well." And he asked me to stay and go with them that weekend and see how we liked one another and see how it worked out. Well, I guess we liked one another okay. I stayed 41 years and 1 month from there.
I started to say the rest, as they say, is history. So, well, now then, you and Les Butler have gotten together past few years and formed this group, the Old Time Preachers Quartet, and been traveling around, and you're doing preaching and singing. Is that right?
That's it. I'm just trying to serve the Lord, magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that if he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And so it's my job just to try to brag on him and lift him up. I have nothing to brag on myself. But I have a wonderful Savior that I can talk about. And where he's lifted up, he draws men to him.
Amen. Amen. Mike, I know that folks can probably find out more about you through, I know that the Old Time Preachers Quartet has a website. I believe you have a website as well if they wanted to contact you about doing some ministry work for them or singing. And again, you will be at White Plains Baptist Church this Sunday night. Do you know what time they open the doors this Sunday night?
At 5 o'clock, I understand the doors will be open. Service doesn't actually start until 7 o'clock. But I understand that the doors should be open around 5 if people want to come early and get themselves situated, visit, do whatever they need to do. And we're looking forward to it. I hope everybody that's listening to you right now will be there. We'd love to see the place full. And when it's the Old Time Preachers Quartet, you can depend on the fact we're going to sing some, but we might preach too.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. I'm all for that. Now, this would be a great event to take your dad to. Sunday is Father's Day, so get your dad and just going out and see Mike Holcomb there and the Old Time Preachers Quartet, White Plains Baptist Church, this Sunday night. Again, doors open at 5. We'll get there early and get you a really good seat. Service time is at 7. Mike, I think one of the latest songs you guys have out right now, He Has. Talk to us about that song.
He Has is becoming one of my all-time favorite songs because it mentions my failures, my faults, my shortcomings, and compares them to His perfections, His powerfulness, and His personality. And it basically puts us in line to where we can praise Him for how good He is to us.
Amen. Well, again, if you would like to hear He Has, actually I'm going to play that song here in just a moment, and a lot of other great songs from the old-time gospel, or the old-time preacher's quartet, and hear one of the all-time greatest bass singers ever in Southern Gospel, Mr. Mike Holcomb, then you can come out Sunday night to White Plains Baptist Church there. 7 o'clock is the service time. It's going to be a great event. And I think this is the second or third time that you guys have been at White Plains. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, so see Mike Holcomb and all the other preachers and singers this Sunday night. They are the Old Time Preachers Quartet at White Plains Baptist Church. All right, that song that Mike mentioned, He Has, we're going to play that. Mike, thank you so much for calling in today and sharing with us here on 3WC. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Lord willing, see you Sunday night.
I've not always been faithful that He has. I've not always been graceful that He has. I've not always been true, but He's always come through.